We continue Bezat Hashem in our Limud of Mishnayot, Masechet Shabbat. We are in Perek He, Mishnah Daled. En hamor yotze b'mardat bizman she'ena keshura lo. A donkey may not go outside on Shabbat wearing a saddle cloth if it was not tied to the donkey before Shabbat. Velo bezog, nor with a bell that is suspended from its neck, afal pishu pakuk, even if it is stuffed with cloth to keep it from ringing. The reason for this is because of mar'ita ayin. It has an appearance of taking it to the market to be sold. It looks like he's taking the donkey to the market with that bell that is hanging from its neck. So even if it's stuffed with cloth that it cannot ring, but it has a mar'ita ayin. If it could ring, then the animal cannot wear it on Shabbat at all, even in Rishut HaYechid, because then it would be a prohibition of Hashma'at Kol, of making a sound, of making sounds on Shabbat. But the Mishnah is saying here, the Isur is only to carry it outside because of Mar'ita Ayin. It looks as if it's being led to be sold. Velo b'sulam shebetzavaro. Also, the donkey cannot go out with the ladder-like brace on its neck. They would put a ladder-like brace on its neck to keep it from turning its head around and scratching itself. So they would use a certain ladder, like a brace, to keep his head in place. He cannot go out with that either. Velo birtsua sheberaglo, nor with a strap on its leg. If an animal's feet knock against each other, so the owner would tie thick leather straps around the place of contact to prevent injury. So that also constitutes hotza'a b'shabbat, and the chamor would not be allowed to go out with that. Ve'en ha'tarnegolim yotzim b'chutim ve'lo b'rtzu'ot sheberaglehem. Tarnegolim, chickens, cannot go outside wearing strings, chutin, that were normally for identification purposes, or retzu'ot, or straps on their legs for restraint as well. Ve'en ha'zecharim yotzim ba'agala she'tachat ha'aliyah shelahem. Zecharim, rams, cannot go outside with a agala, a little wagon under their tail. It was a little miniature wagon that would be made under their tail to protect it. That also cannot be the ram cannot go out with that. Ve'en ha'rechelim yotzot hanunot, rechelim, the female sheep, cannot go out. They cannot go outside. Hanunot. Hanunot means with chips of wood, of yachanun wood, in their nose, which makes them sneeze. They would insert a chip of a type of wood that was known as yachnun into the nostril of the female sheep to make it sneeze and thereby dislodge the worms in its head. So only female sheep were treated like this. The male sheep, the rams, didn't need this treatment because they anyway ram each other in their heads for play, and that would in itself already dislodge the worms in their head. But the female ones, they would have to put that type of wood on their nostrils to cause them to sneeze. So that is something that also they should not be going out with on Shabbat. Ve'en ha'egel yotze be'gimon. The calf cannot go outside with a gimon. That's a yoke made of reeds, which was used to train it to bear a real yoke, a real burden. So a small, lightweight yoke would be placed on the calf to get it used to bending its head and prepare it to wear a full-sized yoke when it's older. That's called a gimon. So that the calf cannot go outside with. It would be considered hotza'a. Ve'lo para be'or hakupad ve'lo birtzua sheben karnea. A para, a cow, cannot go outside with or hakupad, with porcupine hide on its udders to protect them from any rodents. The cow's udders would be covered with hide of a porcupine, which means it's covered with needle-sharp quills to deter rodents from suckling at its milk. So that also would not be allowed for the cow to go outside with, and not ritzu'a sheben karneha, nor with a strap that was tied between its horns. Whether it was for purposes of restraint or decoration, it would not be permitted, because this is classified as something that is extra, because it exceeds what is required to control an animal, and if it's for decoration, then surely it's classified as a burden. It's not necessary. And the Mishnah ends off by saying, "Parato shel Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah hayta yotzet birtzua sheben karneha." The cow of Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah would go out with that strap between its horns. Shelo birtzon chachamim. This was against the will of the chachamim. Now the Gemara explains that although the Mishnah says the cow of Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah would go out, it doesn't mean that it was actually a parah that belonged to him. Rather, it belonged to his neighbor. Just the Mishnah calls it his parah because since he did not stop his neighbor from letting it out on Shabbat in such a way, so it was considered to be his own. He was blamed for that. He should have stopped the neighbor from doing Chilul Shabbat. The fact that he didn't, so the Mishnah calls it parato shel Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. Well, that concludes the fifth perek of Masechet Shabbat. We begin now, Bezrat Hashem, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. In this perek, we will be discussing the melacha of hotza'ah of a person, such as a woman. What can she wear going outside, and it would not be considered hotza'ah? We know that the melacha of carrying on Shabbat applies only when a person carries an object, such as if he holds it in his hand. It doesn't apply to clothing or jewelry that a person is wearing, because they're considered a part of the body of the person. It's not separate objects that he's carrying. However, Chachamim did make a gezerah in certain cases. They prohibited wearing certain items outside on Shabbat because of a concern that one might remove them and carry them for Amot in Reshut HaRabim. So our Mishnah here is going to list items that a woman is not allowed to wear outside on Shabbat because of that reason. Bame isha yotza'ah ubame ena yotza'ah. What may a woman wear outside on Shabbat? What can she not wear outside? So the Mishnah begins by telling us, lo tetze isha, lo behute tzemer velo behute pishtan. A woman may not go outside with strings of wool or strings of linen, velo birtzuot sheberosha, nor with straps on her head. Women used to braid these three items into their hair for decoration. And this is something that the Mishnah is saying that she should not go out with on Shabbat. It would be considered hotza'ah. Velo titbol bahem ad sheterapem. And the reason for this is because she cannot be tovel bahem. She cannot immerse herself in the mikveh while wearing these items until she loosens them, in order for them not to be a chatzitza, a partition between her water and the water and her hair. So if a woman has to go to the mikveh on Shabbat, she might remove these items from her hair completely instead of just loosening them, and then she might carry them for Amot and Reshut HaRabim. So therefore the Chachamim prohibited women to wear these items that she needs to loosen for the purpose of going to the mikveh, to wear these items outside on Shabbat. The Mishnah continues, velo petotefet, a woman cannot go out with a headband, velo besanvutim, or head bangles. Those were colorful ribbons or gold and silver decorations that hung from her headband down to her cheeks. That's called totefet or sanvutin. She cannot go out with them, bizman she'enan tefurim, when they are not sewn to her hat. If they are loose, then again, there is a concern that she might remove them and carry them in Reshut HaRabim. Ve'lo be'kavul l'Reshut HaRabim. And she cannot go into the Reshut HaRabim, to public domain, with the kavul. Kavul is a forehead band. This was a decorative piece of cloth that would be tied over a woman's forehead as a padding for the headband. So sometimes it was worn by itself for a decoration. That is something that also should not be worn in Reshut HaRabim because she might remove it. Velo be'ir shel zahav. She cannot go out with a city of gold. The city of gold, that's a tiara of gold that was designed to look like Yerushalayim. It had a design on it of the city of Yerushalayim. That's where the words Yerushalayim shel zahav comes from. So velo be'ir shel zahav. She cannot go out with that ornament, with that piece of jewelry that was called a city of gold, velo be katla, and not with a choker. A choker is a band that is worn tightly around the neck. In those days, it would be worn to make the face look plump. That was considered attractive in those days. So they would. That's where we get the name choker from, right? So velo bekatla, velo benezamim, and not with nose rings. Earrings, however, would not be prohibited by the Chachamim because they weren't easily removed. But nose rings is something that is easier to be removed. And therefore, there's a concern she might remove it and carry it in Reshut Rabim. Velo betaba'at she'en aleha chotam, and a ring on her finger that doesn't have a stamp for sealing letters also would be forbidden for her to go out with. Velo bemachat she'ena nekuva, nor with a needle that has no hole for threading. Ve'im yatzat, and if she went outside wearing any of these things on Shabbat, ena chayevet chatat, she's not liable to bring a korban chatat, because all this is, after all, mutar mideoraita, because it's something that she is wearing. It is only asur miderabanan because of a gezerah that she might come to remove it, to show her friend, or whatever it may be, and thereby carrying it mistakenly in Reshut HaRabim. So it's a isu midrabanan, not a isu deoraita, and that's why ena chayevet chatat. Baruch Adonai leolam, amen ve'amen.